Police departments in Wisconsin cities like Whitewater and Janesville have been outfitting officers with body cameras for at least a year, but larger cities like Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay have faced setbacks in rolling out similar programs. According to the Green Bay Police Chief Thomas Molitor, one of those challenges is figuring out how to store the large amount of data collected by the cameras. Wisconsin law dictates that footage must be stored for at least 4 months. The cost of the cameras, especially for large departments buying lots of them, is also an obstacle. Jed Dolnick is the chief of the Jackson Police Department and president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association.
It's different for a department of a dozen officers or 25 officers, but when you have hundreds and hundreds of officers that you need to outfit, not necessarily giving each officer their own, but just distributing those that are out every day and every night patrolling, that can still be very expensive.
The American Civil Liberties Union has voiced concerns about the potential of police body cameras to invade citizens' privacy. However, Chris Pieschek, youth and program organizer at the Wisconsin ACLU, says the benefits outweigh the risks.
Police will have to think about how they carry themselves more when interacting with civilians on an everyday traffic stop.
The Milwaukee Police Department announced on Saturday that it field-tested a variety of body-worn cameras during the summer of 2013 and has plans to begin a 50-camera pilot program. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.